Doris Byron, tell me about your ordeal with your dog.
I don't remember which day. It was about a week ago, I guess, so maybe a week and a half ago. Every morning, Ken goes out for a walk with the dog around 9:30 or 10, and he walks. This day, he was walking over behind the golf course on a skidoo trail that's there, and did his regular walk, came home, everything was fine. And then when they come home, they both sit in the Lazy Boy, and they have a little rest. Well, he had to get up in about 10 minutes. He had to get up for some reason, and she just usually jumps off, and she did, except that now she stood in a kind of like a trance, stiff, 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 as if she was having a seizure, and her whole body was shaking. And we didn't know if she was having a seizure or a stroke or whatever, so he called me, and we came, picked her up, and started petting her, but she was stiff, stiff, stiff. There was no relaxing her. Her head was constantly moving, her body shaking, but stiff. So we called our daughter, who came to help us, and our vet is in South Porcupine. We drove there. They were waiting for us, and with COVID, we handed her off at the door, and they took her in. And in 10 minutes, the vet called me out and said, "Mrs. Byron, you don't have to worry too much about this." He said, "I think it's pot toxicity." Of course, I had no idea what that, I didn't even hear the word pot. I thought she poisoned by something, and he kept talking and used another word, either marijuana or hash or something. And then I knew what he was talking about. And he says that he used to work in Toronto, and he saw much, much of this there, and that it's around here now since the legalization of pot. Anyway, so he gave our dog fluids, and we took her home, spent the day holding her because she was completely, completely out of it. She didn't recognize us at all. Even Ken's whistle got a little nudge with her ear. But other than that, nothing. Till about 7, till the grandkids came for a little quick look at the dog, played with her a little, took her outside. Then she could walk, but she was so wobbly. She just about fell down every time she moved, and her head would not stop shaking. It was so awful for us to watch. Then we went to bed. I slept with her that night. We don't usually sleep with her, but we slept with her and looked after her. And then about 1:30 or 2 in the morning, when I got up for my bathroom trip, she seemed to be much better. And by morning, she was fine, and she was over it. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, just had to wait for it to wear off.
Just had to wait for it to wear off. It was awful for us and for her. She also, after that, had a bit of a reaction, I guess. We had to give her Benadryl for a couple of days. She had an itch. Her whole body was itching. She couldn't stop scratching. So yeah, that was our whole point here with calling Darcy was just so that we hadn't heard about it. Our friends hadn't heard about it. Our children hadn't. And we thought maybe it's something we should talk about.
Yeah, because you're not the only people who would walk a dog along that particular trail either.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, we don't always walk her there. We go down by the dump. We go different places, whatever. There's a nice place where we can let her just run free for a bit, you know, because otherwise she's always on a leash. So could be anywhere. It could happen anywhere.
She's 5 months old, pup.
Yeah, she's only 6 months old. Okay. She just so, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, the other thing to remember, too, is that she's small. And any dog her size or any dog, it wouldn't take much to
That's
feel
right.
the effects, like, you know, not a 200-pound guy smoking a bit of that stuff.
That's right. That's right. We thought maybe it could have been a piece of a cigarette or something, or it could have been even one of those gummies or that fell out of a skidoo's pocket, you know, or somebody walking. We don't know. We have very little experience with that. Like I say, pot toxicity didn't even register to me that it could have been anything to do with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's fine now. Is she?
She's fine now. Yes, good. Back to normal. We take her walking there anyway. Now, there's online, they had all kinds of different muzzles that you could buy for them. But, you know, we don't want to overreact. And we're very careful. If she looks like she's nuzzling too long in one spot, we go and drag her away from it. But other than that, we're trying to be as normal as possible, you know, one day at a time.
Yeah, you know what to watch for, at least.
Yeah.
What breed?
Well, that's it.
What breed is Minnie?
Minnie is a Yorkie Poo.
Okay.
Yorkie and Poodle, yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful little dogs. Yeah.
She's 7 pounds.
Yeah, she's all of 7 pounds.
See, so it wouldn't take much pot to really knock her for a loop.
No. Oh, it was awful because, you know, we've only had her for 4 months, actually.
Yeah.
She's 6 months old, but we had her before. But she's such a big part of our life because we haven't had a dog for a long time. We were going to Florida. So now we thought, we won't go anymore. We're done. We'll have a dog. And so we're raising her more like a member of the family than we used to do with our dogs in the old days, you know?
Yeah, little partners find it.
It was hard on us. We were glad our daughter was here to be with us.
Yeah. Yeah, those little buggers, they find a big spot in your heart very quickly.
They sure do. Yeah, they sure do.
Okay, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No, as long as we spread the word that it could happen. If I had known, I thought I read online, but I wouldn't say it for sure, but I would have to call the vet to find out if it's real, that if you could get it right away, if you knew what it was, you could induce vomiting. It said in the first half hour, maybe. I wasn't sure, and I didn't go back to read it yet, but... Yeah, or even just knowing that your dog is not having a seizure, or is not having a stroke. It's probably just from the walk, if you consider the time, like 10 minutes after, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so you can react just, as quickly
yeah,
as possible.
Just people, I think we should know, and maybe people that are using these things, because they are legal, maybe they could just be a little more conscious of what the consequences are, because it's not just dogs. The rabbits around here, we have a fox that's running around here all the time. He could be getting it. The birds, who knows? Yeah.
Your kids, for that matter.
Oh, right. That's right. Kids, grandkids, you know, yeah. Anybody. Yeah.
For sure.